Lutinskaya was born in 1920 and grew up in the Lithuanian towns of Šiauliai and Kaunas. While her parents and brothers fled eastward in 1941, Liza remained in Lithuania and was imprisoned in the Kaunas ghetto. She married her childhood sweetheart, Ilya Olkin, who left the ghetto to join the partisans. Ilya was killed, age 24. Friends of Liza arranged for her to slip out of the ghetto and get to the convent of St. Catherine's, where the nuns hid and protected her. Here's what Liza told our interviewer, Zhanna Lutinskaya, in May 2005.
It was in the summer of 1944, and the Germans and their collaborators were retreating. The Soviet army arrived, and the nuns who'd been hiding me told me the news. I was overwhelmed with joy. I couldn't believe myself. 3 years of horror in the ghetto were behind me. I told the soldiers that I was a Jew from Kaunas, and they broke the news. Kaunas had already been liberated. I had no idea what happened to my family, but I knew very, very few Jews had survived. I ran there like a madwoman to look for them. The awful part was that my husband had been killed while in the partisans, which meant I was a widow at the age of 24, and I was despondent. I was sure I would never marry again. But by a miracle, my parents and my brother had survived, so we all moved in together, and we were given an apartment in Vilnius. There was a Soviet military unit not far from our house, and my brother met some officers and invited them for tea. One of them was Colonel Vladimir Lukinsky, a tall, handsome man. A week later, he called on me, and we took a walk around town. Vladimir was Russian. He was well-read, educated, loved opera and classical music. So long as he and I were just friends, my parents treated him very well. But gradually our relationship changed. We fell in love, and Vladimir proposed to me. All of a sudden, my father turned against us. He was flatly against me marrying a non-Jew. Then there was that day, in the winter of 1946, when I invited Vladimir for lunch. He brought canned food products and firewood, and this was a time when it was hard to find things like that. When Father found out that Vladimir gave us all those presents, he put everything in the garbage can. I told my fiancé the way it was. Vladimir just shrugged and invited me to a restaurant. There he ordered all kinds of delicacies, caviar and everything else. After that, Father didn't even let Vladimir into the house. But then Father went on a very long business trip, and I decided to have a talk with Mother, woman to woman, and told her about our love. I knew she would understand. Mother listened and said that I could marry Vladimir under just one condition, over my dead body. So I went to my room, grabbed my nightie and my toothbrush, and left home without anything else. Vladimir and I rented an apartment and moved in. I think it was a month later. It was in the evening after work, and he and I were passing by my house. Mother was on the threshold and said, "Dinner is ready." And that was how Mother accepted Vladimir. When Father came back from his business trip, Mother told him the news, and the two of them had a talk. So Father collected all the presents he had brought me while he'd been away. Mother took linen, a tablecloth, and dishes, and they came to see us. Since that time, Father and Vladimir became as thick as thieves. My husband never remembered how my parent gave him a hard time at first. Or perhaps I should say, he never brought it up.
Liza Lutinskaya worked as an accountant, Vladimir worked in civil administration, and their son, born in 1940, worked as an engineer.